My mama told me this, so this is true. There I was, a one-year-old in mama's arms in the basement of the rectory. You see, this was the year that St. Maria Goretti Parish was being built. Our parents, our families were a part of that new beginnings at St. Maria Goretti Parish right over here. This was a simpler time. There was a sweet innocence that abounded all around us. Being a strong Catholic, being a strong patriot, a good neighbor, living a moral life, all these were givens. Right versus wrong was as clear as day. We were united as a parish family. We were united as patriots in love with our country, in love with the heroes who served, put their lives on the line for our freedom. We were united. Yet while we were riding our bikes and playing tag in those days in the 1960s, evil was erupting all around us. The 1960s will forever be known as the revolutionary decade. This would be a decade that would revolt against everything that we held sacred. Morals, values, virtues were all deemed to be out of date as this new and self-professed evolved generation stormed onto the scene. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law as found in the Satanic Bible. Well, this became the high command of this emerging culture around us. Still riding our bikes, still playing tag. We barely knew what was happening, but we would find out. These were the same ones who would emerge later to become the influencers of our time. They would rise to be the teachers, media moguls, politicians. They carried with them what in psychological terms is called narcissism. Narcissism simply means I matter more than anything else. What I believe, what I feel is all that matters. This they felt was a liberation, thus the name liberal. A liberation from any kind of authority, which is the very definition of anarchy. Erupting in the 1960s, they emerged as the narcissistic hippies who would teach future generations how they too could be narcissists. And so here we are. Did our church counter this offensive? No. She complied. Liberals are always more aggressive. The most liberal within the hierarchy would take control in the years following Vatican II. This while good and holy bishops were forever attempting to discern what kind of gentlemanly way they could maintain control during this break from what was good, what was true, what was beautiful. The aggressors won. Churches were gutted out. Mass was reduced to a nightclub act. Priests were instructed, in essence, to shove God off of the throne and replace him with our new God, our conscience. What I feel, what I believe, our conscience. And so go ahead and contracept, because your God is your conscience. Go ahead and vote for politicians who are killing babies by the millions, advocating this, because our conscience is our guide. I remember when this was emerging, Mom, as I've told you before, was a daily Mass goer. Father Schuster over at St. Maria Goretti, who started the parish, maintained, I think it was a 6:30 a.m. Mass that reduced down to my mom. They called it the June Mass. But reverence was everything for my mom. So you would see her kneeling in the pew, her rosary wrapped around her praying hands, gazing upon our Lord in the tabernacle. When all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. She was in shock. This docile, humble, praying woman became a crabby person. She could never accept what was going on. What was being ushered in those times? The narcissistic anarchists of the 1960s eventually grew, and they would take control. And so, brothers and sisters, that's where we are right now. All while we sat by and allowed it to happen. Evil is winning today because we have hesitant bishops, hesitant priests, and hesitant laity who allow aggressive narcissists to rule the day. Now you're some kind of right-wing fanatical if you have a flag in your yard. And we're allowing it to happen. I'm saying now, I want my country back. They can't have it. Those aging hippies and those nouveau hippies trained by those aging hippies, I'll have none of it, and I pray you won't either. Here we are, and I believe we're going to see a Holy Spirit revival like we've never seen. I have that kind of hope in my heart. Why? Because we need it. The narcissistic aging hippies have taken control. While we sat by and played nice, you've heard me talk in recent days, and I've talked about what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do. We talked about getting strong in that power. We talked about getting united. You see, that's why we're doing these Thursday nights here in the parish, encouraging people around the nation, please, let's unite. Pick Thursday, please. So that on Thursdays, we're all praying for the Holy Spirit to be poured out on our nation. But we're doing it here. If it's the only place in the country, at least we're doing it here. What a glorious night it was last Thursday. The church was full. Beautiful sacred music. Million candles in the sanctuary. This 1888 church was glorious. Our holy hour, as we call it. We began with a powerful prayer. We entered into the rosary. We had beautiful time to just adore our Lord, followed by benediction and another beautiful prayer, which I forgot this past week. But we're going to do this every Thursday night. It's like we're banging on the door. Lord, open up the door. Open up the door. Open up the door to the Holy Spirit, please. We beg you, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. And so, what are we doing? We're uniting this narcissistic, aging hippie generation, now training a nouveau generation of hippies. Can't win. They're anarchists. They promote chaos. They promote division. We had two choices for the second reading. I had to quickly remind Cease to pray the second choice. And here it is. What are the works of the flesh? Immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, and so on. Satan is defined as the great divider. That's what he does. We've suffered through this pandemic that went a long way to divide us. We couldn't see each other's smiles. We were told to keep distance from each other. At one point, quarantined from each other. He's a divider. The line that's missing from this reading from Galatians, because, and it's strange that it's missing, because this goes all the way to the end of Galatians 5, but leaves out the last line. And here it is. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. I've seen it over and over and over again. Just as we get united, somebody or some few rise up and their poop doesn't stink. They're full of themselves. They're egotistical. They're arrogant. Well, our mass is better than yours. Well, our religion is better than yours. Oh, we're better than you. I told you before, one of the things, and maybe some of you want to join me, I want to head over to Black Hawk Church. I'm making friends with a pastor we met at our time at the Capitol a couple weeks ago. We're working at becoming friends. Yeah, we have differences. Yeah, I believe my denomination is better. I wouldn't choose it if I didn't. But I don't look down my nose at them. They're amazing. They're on fire with the Holy Spirit. Let's unite in every way that we can. Beginning here as our family. I already think we're awfully united. I do. I look, especially when we do those coffee and donuts after Mass, which, by the way, I think it's rainy this morning, but we're going to try to do them out on the new Gracie's Cafe on the lawn when the weather permits. I'm so excited about that. But why am I excited? Because these are all ways in which we can become even more united, even stronger as a family. And so I want to use the United States of America, USA, to help us remember what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. So what did I do first? You, united. What's the second one? Strong, we strength. I've said this before that on my holy card, when I die, please put this passage from Ephesians, from Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the devil. For we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. Here we are at Pentecost. Do we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit or don't we? If we don't, we're probably not going to get it. Belief is a condition. Not questioning why God does that, but he does. Do you believe I can do this? Yes, Lord. Boom, a miracle comes. Belief in the Holy Spirit. We're getting strong. See here again those Thursday nights, kneeling together before the exposed Blessed Sacrament, calling out to God, getting united with God, strong with God, saying, come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Make me strong. Make me supernaturally strong, Lord. So that what? Here it is in the gospel. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When we get united, when we get strong in the power of the Holy Spirit, by the way, the Holy Spirit is the bond of unity between the Father and the Son, and the unity that we share as his children. That's what it is. It's unity. When we get strong in that, what happens? Our religion is transformed. Now, instead of, oh, gee, I got to go to Mass for a full hour? You mean you want me to pray 50 Hail Marys on a rosary? The burden of religion is gone. The fire of the Holy Spirit inside of ourselves increases that zeal, that enthusiasm, that desire to serve God in every way that we can. And so we're sent out, not out of obligation, but out of pure joy. And we look, God, what's my next mission? What's my next mission? I can't wait for those missions. I started out talking about mom and our family. Yeah, we started the parish of St. Maria Goretti. We practically lived there. In the kitchen, washing dishes, the pancake breakfast and the spaghetti dinner, or whatever we were doing. All my brothers and sisters are strong Catholics today because we accepted the power of the Holy Spirit that made us mission conscious. Action. We need to unite. S, get strong, and be a people of A, action. Action. USA. Watch what happens when that fire is ignited. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us to spread. Oh, how I wish the fire was ablaze, Jesus said. I've come to throw a fire. How I wish it was ablaze. You are that fire, or you're not. You accept that. Be united in every way you can. Seek to become supernaturally strong in every way you can. Accept your missions of action in every way you can. You watch the blessing that comes into your life. God blesses those who serve Him. The last day of our novena, it said this: the gifts of the Holy Spirit perfect the supernatural virtues by enabling us to practice them with greater docility to divine inspiration. As we grow in the knowledge and love of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit, our service becomes more sincere and generous, the practice of virtue more perfect. Such acts of virtue leave the heart filled with joy and consolation and are known as fruits of the Holy Spirit. These fruits in turn render the practice of virtue more attractive and become a powerful incentive for still greater efforts in the service of God. We want to save America. We want to save the USA. Let's get united. Let's get strong. And let's be a people of action. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all.